Hey there, I have a quick clip from you from my conversation with Gabe that wasn't in the full episode in episode 213 that I wanted to share with you here. And in our conversation, she shared with us some different things that are preventing us from really accomplishing our big goals. And one of those things is not really understanding our capacity. So I asked her to unpack this just a little bit more so that we can get a better understanding on how we can better know and understand our capacity.
You said something that I really want to unpack just a little bit more. And you said knowing your capacity, because I think a lot of times, and I'm going to talk about myself, a lot of times I'm thinking like, oh yeah, I can do it. I can handle anything. And yes, I can. But do I have the capacity for it? Absolutely not. So talk to us a little bit about understanding and knowing our capacity and knowing how to fit things within that capacity and not going overboard.
So good. So one of the things is kind of looking at the capacity. And what I mean by capacity is I want you to look at each and everything that you do. What are your roles? So one, you're already a mom. So think about that. Like, what are your responsibilities as a mom? Because that's not going to go away. What are your responsibilities at work? If you're a working mom, what other roles do you have? Do you do volunteer work? Do you help with kids' activities? Are you a glorified Uber driver like I am with my kids? You know, I wish I got paid for it, man. But I also kind of thinking about it in this way, for me, my capacity right now is very little because I am driving around probably 3 hours a day bringing kids here and there. So on top of a work day, I'm driving. But within the next month or so, my oldest is getting his license. And I drive him to and from gymnastics practice twice a day. And in the summer, 3 times a day sometimes because he's coaching in the evening. It's crazy. But that's going to free me up and it's going to change my capacity. So thinking about that and also thinking about sometimes we add responsibilities that we shouldn't take on. So we got to look at what I always say, like, write down all the responsibilities you have and see what is actually going to move you forward for life or with family or with your goals? And is there something that's not really serving you or your family well? So there is really importance for us to serve and to give, but at the same time, you don't want to have it affect or sacrifice your main responsibility, which is your family.